Are we on the air?
No.
Okay.
I Love Theology Podcast, brought to you by the good folks at Distinctive Diamonds. The show you're listening to is rated R for religion. No cuss words on this program.
All right, whatever.
I'm a purist.
Flip us on. I like pig's feet. Flip them off.
Silver and gold. Gold and silver.
Have you heard of Ariana Grande at Starbucks?
Actually, I'm not having intercourse.
Hashtag get weird.
I'm sorry. Thanks for edit that out. I'm embarrassed.
It's not going to be your average Bob and Tom today, boys.
All right, everybody. The show is on the air.
Episode 27, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you right now. It's a Christmas episode. We're so good to have you here. It's here.
I noticed you got your DJ voice on there.
Flip the switch there. Are you ready for this?
Hey, if you don't know the show, I'm Dave Smiley for WZPL Radio. We got Aaron Pelsu from the Aaron Pelsu Band.
Hey-o.
He's also, I don't know, that. I think that's it. All he does. And then you got Darren. I'm trying to do a bio real quick. But Darren, of course, from East 91st Street Church, fired there with Aaron Pelsu for wearing white belts. You know the story. And then they now they're doing their own thing where they go out on roofs of buildings and preach out the good word. It's crazy. So, you know.
Crazy good.
These guys are nuts. And getting on top of buildings and shouting out the stuff. No, it's really good. You can find Pub Theology on the internet if you didn't find us already here. PubTheologyIndy.com.
That's it. Pub That's Theology it. Indy.
And so we do this podcast every few weeks. You know, there's so much going on in our lives, especially now that I have the baby. You have the baby. You have the baby.
So busy.
Everybody's got babies. Even my producer on the show has got a baby girl.
I know. Babies adoption. Come out of people's ears.
Adoption and babies and everything's going on. But now, what are we looking forward to? The new year?
Christmas season and New Year's.
Okay. So
let's go for
generic.
Let's go in backwards order. I want a resolution before we talk about Christmas lists.
Okay. So you want to know what I want to resolve.
Resolve. Resolution.
So like weight loss, things like that.
Whatever.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You're watching bowl games. You're watching football. You wouldn't, but I'm just saying. Maybe somebody would. It's the New Year's. What are you doing? What's your 2015 resolution?
No bowl games for you?
Well, no, not so much.
Have you ever listened to the Smiley?
Yeah, I'm not good at sports. I'm not a big sports guy, but I do love the Colts and the Pacers.
He loves them.
But I don't like these random hockey teams.
Do we need hockey?
Soccer teams. And, you know, no offense, but if I'm a non-sports guy, just give me the Colts and the Pacers.
There we go.
That's all I can
maybe
grab hold of.
Maybe some racing. Yeah, maybe some Indy 500.
I like some of the guys, you know, but I wouldn't say I would sit there and watch a Indy 500.
Well,
no offense.
You might be in turn three, turn four.
Turn three for what?
Turn three for what?
Hey-o!
All right, let's go back to this resolution and go.
Okay, my resolution is to stop smoking.
You don't smoke.
Okay, we'll see. Look at that.
Bang,
that
great success. Dude, you're killing it. You're one for one.
I don't know. I mean,
you know how long resolutions last? I heard the statistic at a motivational talk the other day.
It?
I was
6 days.
I was playing a Christmas party. I was the entertainment, and they had this guy come in.
I see your career is really taking off.
Give this spiel. Hey, it's the holiday season.
Yeah,
Christmas
you got to take that. There's a lot of money there.
A lot of corporate Christmas parties. You know,
you got to pay the bills.
I got a Christmas
you
album.
Have kids.
You got kids.
Do you really have a Christmas album?
I do.
I could play a song on the radio. Is it good?
He would never do that.
It's a great Christmas album.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah, it is really good.
Does he do the classics?
Oh, well, he does the classics, and then he's got some new. It's really it's one
original
of his,
songs
one of his
too?
Best albums.
There is some.
How can we get that Christmas album, Aaron?
Well, I am sold out of them. I just sold every single one.
He burned them on his computer, so he's made 10 copies, so they're all gone now.
Can you get them digital?
Yeah, you can download it from our website.
What's your website?
AaronPelsuMusic.com.
There we go.
It's just like iTunes. I don't give them all the percentages.
I know. That's a lot. Yeah.
So.
Yes.
I'm going to have to listen.
I'm playing this party, and the guy is talking about resolutions, and, you know, you can only make a couple goals. You got to make them life-changing goals, not just like, yeah, I just want to, you know, eat more fruit. It's got to be something serious if it's going to stick.
No more, like my resolution, no more Arby's sauce. I love that stuff. It's like crack.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
I like the horsey sauce.
Well, the horsey sauce is better. You're right. But if you go to my, next time you walk into my kitchen, just go up, open the left door, and look up, and there's a sack. You call them sacks here in Indiana, right?
Sack.
A bag of horsey, and I stole them from
beautiful.
Like, could I get a few extra?
How long do those last?
I think forever. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Those eternal shelf life.
Those have been this is about 05.
Anyway, but I mean,
8 days.
Yeah,
it's 8 days.
8 days.
8 days is the average length a person lasts
on their resolution.
In keeping the resolution before they break it.
Wow.
Like the I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to exercise every day.
That's those workout facilities like LA
I'm
Fitness
not
and stuff.
Drink too much.
Right.
Oh, so they throw those promotions.
Yeah, so they get you hooked in.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, this is my year.
This is my
year. I'm going to work out 8 days later.
And they get you in a contract and you're paying. Yep.
I wonder, it would be interesting to see what the profit margin is for all the workout places, of how many registrations they get in the first 8 days of the year and how much that pays for the rest of the year.
I think probably, yeah, you're right. I mean, that
ton.
Would be it, yeah. I mean, listen to the advertising. I'm just on our radio station. They're all advertising right now.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is it. Get them hooked in, lock them in, and then... You
know. You're on a radio station?
Oh, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a disc jockey on the radio. Yeah, I mean, I'm not just a podcaster here with the Godcast crew and the White Belt Army.
The White Belt Brigade.
The White Belt Brigade.
This is Dave Smile. He's the number one morning yeah. drive DJ in Indianapolis.
I don't know if you knew that. You probably don't.
Number so. One, my friends.
Number one
it's
in certain
market.
Demographics.
It is.
I mean, 18 to 19-year-olds, female. They love if they play, you know, Destiny's Child. Wait, that's so outdated. Why did I say that?
But anyway, Aaron, what's your New Year's resolution?
I don't make New Year's resolutions.
How come? Because you don't want to break them over 8 days?
Yeah, just 8 days. I mean,
you know the rules. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna break it anyway.
I respect that.
I mean, there's a lot.
Well, you know the rating on marriage too. Then why don't you just not get married?
Too late.
I mean,
for
if
that.
You're gonna play that game, I mean, I'm just calling you out on this. So
that's better than 8 days, though.
It's like you know
8 days. That's like a Kim Kardashian marriage.
I've been married for over 15 years.
If you drink too much Jack and Cokes, you know you're gonna throw up. That's the stat. So why drink those?
Because they taste so good.
I just not do anything. Just sit in your home and watch television.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
That sounds pretty good.
That's my resolution. I want to watch more TV.
The stats say I should just sit here and watch television. Your wife's like, get up, get a job. Don't
worry
about
it. This year I do have a goal. We're going to record 2 new albums this year.
Really?
We're going to record a new worship album.
Yeah.
That we've been writing for hopefully be released early summer.
Nice.
And then in September, we're going to go back in the studio, record APB Christmas Volume 2.
Yes.
Because we've got a bunch of new original arrangements for Christmas songs.
Very cool.
So hopefully, Thanksgiving time, we'll release a new Christmas album in 2015. So
2015, 2 resolutions, 2 new APB albums. Mm-hmm. I like it.
I don't know
like
what it. That APB is.
Aaron.
I do, just in case.
All right.
Aaron Pelsu Band.
You must have had nipple confusion as a baby.
But we change what the APB stands for whenever we play in bars. So
is that
every
right?
time we play, it's something different.
Oh, you just change
so
it
it's
up?
Like,
you might wonder what
Appalachian
APB.
Possum Brothers are here with you tonight.
That's a lot cooler. Yeah, yeah.
The All Points Bulletin.
APB, that's right.
That'll
the
work.
Alaskan Pigeon Brigade.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's good to be back on episode 27 of the Pub Theology Indie podcast. If you like Pub Theology Indie, you want to stay connected with us, you can check us out online at pubtheologyindie.com, on Facebook, Twitter, we are at pubtheoindie. You can follow me on Instagram and
not
all
interested.
The other ones. Okay, well, if you were interested, it'd be the Pub Pastor.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Do you guys have we talked about this on the air, like a Christmas tradition, like at my grandpa and grandma's house, we used to always go in the backyard and we get the shotgun, not a shotgun, but it was a BB, it was a BB gun. I know that sounded weird.
We shoot a pig.
No, we get a BB gun. We shoot. We put like a crush can, a grape soda can, up on the snow, and we shoot at it and stuff. That was just something we did there for a while. And if you want some Fritos, they're down on the floor right now. I just knocked them down. Those are good too, right?
Love the Fritos.
I'll eat them. I made some
I was
tortilla
pissed
soup.
When you move those from the middle of the table.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want you crunching into the mic. I can always get off mic. I'm just concerned about you. I want the best broadcast for us.
I'm a professional here.
So, what were you saying?
You were saying
tradition.
That you and your grandpa shoot shotguns.
My husband.
Your grandpa.
You're right. I knew we were married.
Dude, my mom makes the same breakfast. Huge breakfast
what
brunch
is it?
Spread every Christmas morning.
Tell me
describe
about it.
It to me.
It's like a breakfast casserole, egg, ooh. Sausage, cheese.
Yes. 5 cents it for me. Give me the smell.
Then she makes
what it looked like. What
she
it
makes
tastes
a,
like.
A Pelsu family recipe called gooey butter cake, which
what?
Is like
ooh, tell us about
the
this.
Most delicious, sweet, gooey, buttery.
Is there
cake.
Cinnamon involved?
Nope. Oh. It's just gooey and buttery. It's like the best coffee cake you've ever had.
Ooh,
my grandma used to make it. Grandma Pelsu. Then she makes a monkey bread, which is like the little hunks of sweet cinnamon sugar.
Yeah,
you pull them
I've
off.
Heard of that. I've heard of that.
We always have Irish coffee with Irish cream. Mm. It's just there's all kinds of. We started adding a little bourbon to that as we've gotten
you
older.
You know, yeah, sure you're grown up. A little
bit. But that's just one of the traditions. It's like we always go to my mom's. We have this huge brunch. We eat. We get so stuffed.
Yeah, I know. I like
Somebody
that.
Reads the Christmas story.
Yep, yeah. my father does that every year.
It's
so.
Just it's one of my favorite things.
Read the story. I've got
it's
so
like
many
the
videos.
Smells and sights of that day.
We were a little bit tradition deficient in our home.
Oh, really? You didn't have a thing you did every year?
Well, we did. Like, we had this... you remember Burl Ives? He was the voice for, like, the...
Sure. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah, Burl Ives, right?
Yeah.
We had this tape.
Along came Rudolph.
That was. We had this Burl Ives
Rudolph?
Tape.
Silver and gold! Gold and silver!
Anyway.
The abominable snowman.
Yeah. We had this tape of this... it was Burl Ives reading the Christmas story, and we had this book that we would, like, read along. And at some point in my childhood, our dog ate the tape. And then we would just read the story from the book, but it wasn't as cool because it wasn't Burl Ives reading it with the thing. Yeah. And we have, my mom and I, we've looked on, eBay, Amazon, everywhere, trying to find somebody that has a copy of this Burl Ives tape. Still, can't find it anywhere.
It's hard to even find a tape deck.
True.
But I would However, I'm looking at two of them.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird? That's right. My Smiley Morning Show studio here is from the 90s. I've got a couple of Tascam cassette, two cassette decks right in front of your face. And I've got a digital audio tape cassette, a CD player, an old TiVo from the early 2000s, and a CD player.
Do you have a VCR somewhere in this house?
Sure I do. I mean, look at all those CDs on that wall.
You need to clean up in your bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Bring it into the decade.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
So anyway, we were a little bit tradition deficit disorder is what we had. It's a different kind of ADD. But we are ATD, I guess it would be. Anyway, but my wife, she's really great with the traditions. So now we get up. Everybody has to have Christmas jammies. Do you guys do Christmas jammies? Jammies, Pelsu, in your house? So we have,
I sleep naked.
Oh, nice. That, too much information. Woo! Manscaping.
EPB.
That's, anyway, we have Christmas jammies.
Baby.
Then we get up, and Julie makes, she does some of the Christmas casseroles, some of that stuff. Then we do some of the Pillsbury, like cinnamon rolls and stuff. And we figured out a couple years ago to make it last as long as we can. We get up, the kids open the Santa presents, you know what I mean? Or they're not usually wrapped. Then we do a couple presents. Then we take a little time out to do a little breakfast action. So we eat for a while, and then we go back and we open some more presents. So it like stretches the whole Christmas time as long as possible.
Now, do you guys do like at my house? We always pull the stockings down.
Yeah,
we all open all the little stockings first. And my mom is a little OCD, so every stick of gum in your stocking is wrapped with tape and paper.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. It's like takes us an hour just to get through our stocking stuffers.
She did the gum.
She wraps like a Pez dispenser wrapped tightly. You know, you want a chapstick wrapped.
Uh-huh.
Completely wrapped with a little ribbon. So we open all the stocking gifts and then we go around and we, you know, somebody gets under the tree and passes out. Everybody gets
so
a little
stockings
pile of
first,
gifts.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, my wife's house, we show up and stockings are like the highlight, but they're the last thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's where somebody, you know, puts in a $100 bill, and it's like, you know. Yeah. And I was like, are we going to do the stockings? And they're like, oh, that's last. And that totally threw me for a loop.
Are you guys
the first year?
Well, are you guys everybody open all at once or open per once at one at a time?
Stockings, everybody goes all at once because it's just a bunch of little at my mom's house,
right?
And same at my wife's family's house, but. But then when it comes to, like, the wrapped gifts from under
one
the tree, it's, like, one at a time. It's like, oh, let's see what, you know, let's see what you got. Now let's see what she got. And then we just go around in a big circle.
What about you, Dave?
Well, it's all about the kids. So just the last couple of years, it's like we don't even buy each other anything. So we do that white elephant thing where you buy a $20 gift and it's like, okay, steal something. But my parents are so nice and no one steals anything from anybody, which, you know, there's no fun there.
Makes it kind of boring.
But it's just all about the kids now. So it's a... You know, I just pooped my pants.
Oh, hell. Sorry,
what happened?
Is there no Red Bull in any of those cans?
Yeah. Is it strong? I wondered about that.
Oh, that didn't do much. It might have helped.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
So growing up, Smiley, did you guys do per present, you know, everybody, you know, one at a time, or just go for it, everybody's open at the same time?
It was per present at a time, so, you know, which would slow things down, but we tried to move it along. But there's not that many kids now, so but back when it was everybody, it was really slow. Now we can move it pretty quick. And then you got all that paper everywhere. Some people like, I want to keep that paper. Like, we got some, you know, some my aunt's like, oh, that's pretty paper. You know, it's like, I'm going to keep that.
Save the bows.
Save the bows.
I know. I'll use those next year.
I know. It's like, please. Like, come on.
$3 for 100 bows in a bag.
It's like, I got to get for my aunt, and she still lives in Pella, Iowa, where we all grew up, but home of the Tulip Festival and beef jerky. They have beef jerky everywhere, but they have really good Pella beef jerky. But anyway, she sent me a gift for Noah, and it was like this paper. You could tell it had creases in weird places.
It was from Christmas,
like, how many
circa
times
2009.
Did that go around? I should for her birthday, just send her a gift. I don't normally do it, but just send her a gift with that paper and see what she thinks
about
that.
Now, this pattern was printed in 2004. They don't make it anymore.
That's vintage.
I've been holding this back.
I saw something in the news that there was some paper that was a recall from, like, some... Do you see that? It was, like, the Nazi swastika. Yeah, well, they didn't mean it to be. It was just a pattern.
But
if you looked at it, you, like, cross-eyed, you'd see, like, swastikas.
And it was Hanukkah paper?
I was going to say Hallmark. Yeah, did I say? I started saying.
The Hanukkah paper has a swastika.
No, yeah,
we're going
to
have to recall
Hallmark.
That.
Yeah, so they recalled that stuff. But it's like, come on.
Kmart item.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never. We did that. We always did, you know, per person opening. But my first Christmas with Julie's folks, we got going on it, and it was like it was like, all right,
Bill Cosby.
What, Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby? How's he involved?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know what we were talking about. Just Bill Cosby, Aaron Belsu. He's passed out. So.
Oh my, is that now a term?
Oh, I thought that we could. Yeah, that is it. Too soon. Bill Cosby,
know,
somebody.
He didn't do it.
No, of course he didn't.
My wife,
you know,
Camille.
I can't believe that whole thing. I'm sorry, I interrupt your story, but Bill Cosby. You know, I grew up with the records with my family, listening
Respect
to
Dr. Huxtable,
the Noah, Build an Ark. You know, the whole comedy, old school stuff, and then watching as a family.
Bill
watching.
Cosby himself. I remember watching that VHS.
Yeah.
It was so good.
So to believe that, you know, here he is, Bill Cosby and kids. But, these girls and stuff, it's like, for a long time, I was like, I don't believe it. But now I was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe something
just keeps
did
coming
happen.
Out.
Yeah, when you have like 20 or 25 girls with the same exact
something
story
happened.
It's like, Bill, this is not good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys. I ain't go to heel, man.
I love it.
Like, okay, Billy, you're the Coke bottle cap. Go along. I don't want to be the Coke bottle cap. I want to be
along.
A piece of glass.
I'll be the knife. You be the iPhone.
Drawing the
We're going right
football
out.
Football plays in the dirt.
Yeah,
I can remember
go.
This
so
kid.
So just in the last couple years, uh-huh. I started doing this thing where she's like, okay, all the grown-ups, you only get 3 gifts.
Oh, really?
A gold gift, a frankincense gift, and a myrrh gift.
Oh.
Like each gift is tied
different
to
layers.
The gifts that
sure.
like the wise men brought to baby Jesus.
Oh, okay. Was some better than others?
No, it's just, and she'll like put like a little Hershey's gold bar nugget taped to the gold gift.
So you
like,
know.
Okay, everyone get the gold gift now. And it's, you know, and she like has a little paper on there that says gold represented richness for a king. That's why they brought gold to the baby Christ.
Yeah.
And just kind of reminds you of like the original Christmas gift giving idea.
Right.
But I'm like, 3 gifts really?
You know, being a kid,
it's
like,
though.
You know, I know that whole thing. You know, as an adult, you want to teach this stuff to your kids, and you know, they don't. Like, I remember, like, I just went, I don't, just give me the gift. I don't care if it's got a Hershey chocolate on it or not. Just give me what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And don't let it be closed. Doggone it.
I know. It's like sometimes I think, you're trying to force stuff down to these little kids. Like, you know, you're really. Trying to tell my story. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
My nieces and nephews are at the age now where they count gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I've got 12 and He's got 13.
Yeah. Julie tries.
This is a problem.
Julie tries to make it even where they all open, you know, an even gift thing. And I can remember that as a kid. I mean, my parents did a pretty good job of making that even. And we did the thing. We were, you know, we read the, you know, the Christmas story. And my parents did a good job of making it like we knew growing up. It's like, listen, it's about Jesus. And it's, I mean, but we still had a good time with it. And I think there is a balance there of like if where you sound like Smiley. Yeah. It's like if it goes a little too far and it's like you, it's like, you know, I don't know.
You're just trying to push this stuff and just to make you feel better or whatever. Yes. But they don't.
Like, let's know. We know it's about Jesus. Let's celebrate his birth. But I mean, as a kid, like let's. I mean, I want my kids to understand that Christmas is about Jesus.
Right.
But I want them to have a blast opening presents. You know what I mean? And be excited they got a little remote control this, that, or whatever it is. You know?
Yep.
But when Jill and I first got married, our first Christmas at her house, they started opening presents and everybody started going in, like tearing into the presents, and everything was over in like 5 minutes, and we didn't get to like see anybody what they opened, and like. For her, it was normal, but I was like, this is terrible. And so, like, I slowly began to, like, indoctrinate them into my philosophy of gift opening. Like, I was like, hey, how about if we try this different this year where we watch everybody? And so now we've been married for 13 years, and now I've completely flipped her family opening tradition where now they are a gift-at-a-time family.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that's a little
win
for
me. Well, one of my love languages is gift-giving, so I, like, pride myself on I'm good at, like, picking out something someone's gonna love. So I want, like, the joy for me is watching you open something that I picked out just for you. Yeah, so I think that's part of, you know, helping your kids understand that, like, the giving is as fun as the receiving.
When you get a chance to say thank you and, like, you know, whoever gave it to them and soak that in, you know, the whole moment.
But my siblings will still, to this day, they swear that I hide gifts so that, like, when it comes to, like, anybody have any presents left to, you know, that I'm always like, oh, I've got one more. Like, they're like, every year, Aaron's like, he's the last one to open it. He's always got the last gift. And somehow it just appears out of nowhere. Like, he's stockpiling it, like, under my stocking stuffers. I hide a gift.
So you're making yourself look better? And like, I don't, you've got like, all this.
Oh, I've got one more.
I've got more. Like, I'm the king of Christmas.
He's always the encore.
The last gift of the day. Oh, hey.
Oh, I have
one
another
more
one.
Gift. Yeah. One more. Oh, I've got it.
And I don't ever remember intentionally doing that, but in their mind,
That's what's happening.
I was, like, always stockpiling so that I was the last gift opener.
Sure, making everybody else look so bad.
So episode 27 of the Pup Theology Podcast. Let's give them the Christmas spiritual punch. What do we say? Huh?
All right, punch us up. What do you got?
Here we go. So we're talking about, we've talked about the shepherds this year a couple different times. We got a chance to be at Mercy Road Church. We had a gathering, our Christmas celebration. Aaron was at. It was a great time of worship down at the Arabian Room at the Marah.
I was there when you spoke at Mercy Road. Good stuff.
It was fun. So
I led worship the next weekend. Were you there?
I wasn't there. Sorry.
Why don't you support each other in here?
Endeavors. I went down to Tailgate Theology that week.
Okay.
Tell the
That's
Colts
fair.
Fans about, That's fair. About Jesus. Anyway, but that week I talked about the shepherds in the story. I think it's interesting in the in Luke 2, right? The first like 8 verses of Luke 2, we get the whole Christmas story where Jesus is born, which is phenomenal. Then we start in verse 8, and it directly goes to the story about, you know, people know when the shepherds were out, you know, watching their sheep overnight, and the shepherds are out there, and the angels come and you know, announce that Jesus is coming. And we read that, and it's like, yeah, shepherds, cool, that's great, the angels came, that's neat. But the thing that's crazy about that story, I talked about this month a couple times, is that shepherds in that day were looked down on. They were seen as unclean, as like thieves, as outcasts, as sinners in the culture.
Uneducated.
Like the Smiley Morning Show cast.
A little bit. It was like shepherds / Smiley Morning Show cast.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were
dirty, dirty shepherds.
Stinky shepherds.
So are they still dirty shepherds?
Yeah, I mean, probably. You know what? I don't know how modern day shepherds are viewed in the Jewish culture, but first century.
What do shepherds do?
Take care of sheep.
So they literally just make sure that sheep are okay?
Yeah, like I remember I was in Bosnia one time on a missions trip, and we were walking out in the outskirts of town, and I started smelling like manure.
Poop.
And I was like, what the heck is that smell? And I asked our guide.
You can say poop once you're a dad.
Yeah, I can. It was the dookie.
It's a dookie.
And this guy was like, look down there in that valley. And we were up on this ridge, and looked down, and there was a cave, and this whole group, like a whole herd of sheep, and I saw these three dudes like sitting back in this cave, and they're like, you know, the smell is the sheep, and those shepherds are hanging out. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, those are real deal shepherds. They all day long, all night long, they were out in this cave just watching sheep.
Yeah, not interesting.
Yeah, pretty filthy.
I bet they don't have protein shakes down there.
Probably not.
Starbucks.
Not a lot of Starbucks Ensure. Maybe some muscle milk going on down
protein
there.
Protein shakes, you know, like
Jamba
Juice.
Organic.
Organic?
Those shepherds do.
All organic. Yeah, they're out there eating grass with their sheep. Anyway, you wouldn't think if you're God himself coming to Earth, the first people you're going to announce, hey, I'm on Earth, are people that most of society view as outcast, dirty, stealing sinners. And I love that the first people that get announced, listen, there's great news that is, a joy for everyone. In the one translation of the Bible says this is the most joyous news that's ever been told, is that Jesus is on earth, the Savior of the world is here, is told to people who felt like they weren't included, people that felt rejected, people that were told they were sinners, they were outcasts. And, what I love is that's the heart of the Christmas story, is that God made himself vulnerable. I mean, like last episode, we talked about babies, about how dependent they are and all the different fun stuff about babies. But that God actually showed up as a baby to show this world, listen, I'm not mad at you. I'm not coming to try to bring judgment to you. I come to bring peace. I come to show you my love. I come to be humble. And the first people I'm going to tell about this is the people that probably feel like they're least worthy of hearing the message. And that's one of the things I love about Christmas, is that it's a message to maybe anybody listening to the podcast today that would say, you know what, I feel like I'm unworthy, or I feel like I'm looked down on, or I feel like I'm, dishonorable or a sinner, whatever it may be, that you're not outside of the reach of God's love. The message of Christmas is that he came first to tell the rejected, first to tell the brokenhearted, the addicted, the downtrodden, listen, I love you, I'm here for you, and I want to bring you into a better life. I want to walk you into a place of peace and of wholeness. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing about the Christmas story.
Well, I want to say something about these shepherds.
Yeah.
What if I was a shepherd, man, and I'd be pissed that you would be telling this story like I'm the losers. I'm a pretty badass dude,
Laid down his sweet head.
But you're right. Yeah, they're the poor, the people like, why? They're not going to get the message out to anybody. They're just going to sit in those three little people in the cave.
Yeah, it's like, why didn't the angels appear to, like, the Senate?
Like, to tell somebody
to the Roman conquerors.
Tell the radio DJ. Tell the tell Fox News.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is we're talking about this in we have a little missional community of folks that meet at our house every once in a while, and one of my kids actually asked a question, like, why didn't he come tell like a king or somebody powerful, right? And so I just asked them the question, like, well, why didn't God come and tell a king? Like, why tell the outcast? Why not tell somebody super powerful?
Tell Obama.
Tell Barack.
Yeah.
But here's the funny part about it is, in the Christmas story, there is a king that gets told that Jesus is born. Right? The wise men come to King Herod. Hey, listen, we're following the star in the east, and there's a king that's been born. And what does the king in the story do?
He instantly is threatened by it.
Instantly threatened and ends up killing all the newborn babies.
Thousands of newborn sons.
Yeah. Anybody 2 years and younger, King Herod kills them all, so no one could threaten his throne. And so it's like our logic is like, tell the most powerful. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Tell the most powerful people, because they'll really spread the news. No, the most powerful person in the story that gets told is threatened by it, kills, a bunch of babies so that no one can take his place of authority, when the most lowly and downtrodden people, the most humble people are told the story, they go and tell everyone they meet, and the story spreads and changes the world. And so I love the fact that almost everything that Jesus does is completely upside down from what we would think. Like, tell the rich, tell the powerful. Well, no, they don't have the humility to handle it. But the humble, the sinners, they're like, listen, if God would love me this much, I want to tell some other people about it.
The stars in the sky.
That's a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep.
So it's the last episode of the Put Up the Allegheny podcast for the year. We'll be back in the new year with plenty of the new storylines.
Yes, right. Good stuff. New year 2015. Are you guys ready?
It's going to be awesome. We'll be releasing our date of events. Just some highlights. We know that in February, it looks like we'll be hanging out in a downtown
another rooftop
location. Not
party.
A rooftop. Maybe at Revel, possibly.
What's Revel?
It's a downtown.
Used to be Sensu.
Yeah, it's a club downtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got ceiling hangers.
I'm so old, I don't even know what's going on. Get out of here.
Working with Dave Calabro and the Him by Her Foundation.
Whoa. Dave Calabro from Channel 13.
There's going to be some Colts players there.
Don't tell me Pat McAfee's going to be there. I'm not showing up.
I can't drop the bomb yet.
Team Smiley.
Working on a lot of cool things for 2015, but we're just teasing it because we're gonna bring it later. It's gonna be great. Anyway, we gotta wrap it up.
Looking forward to it. Well,
I got a meeting.
Oh yeah, he always has a meeting. It's like he doesn't have any meetings.
I gotta stop
anything going on.
I'm just making
whatever.
I'm gonna go drive around in circles.
Hey, thank you so much. If you get a chance, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and so you can make sure it gets downloaded to your device. I mean, I think that's possible,
oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds right.
iTunes on our website, pubtheology.com. Yep. Make it
and,
happen.
pubtheond.net.com// is where you can find Darren. And go see these guys doing all these weird things on rooftop buildings and things like that. Have a great new year, and we'll see you back here at the podcast next time.
Next year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas. We wish you a Merry...
I'll sing.
I don't want to...
That's all Christmas.
I thought we were going to harmonize.
Now. Underneath the mistletoe, I don't want
to... We'll see you next time on the Pub Theology Indie Podcast.
Everybody, you're listening to Pub Theology, brought to you by
Distinctive Diamonds. If you're looking to get a ring, a necklace, a bracelet, whatever you need, there's no other place to go than the one, the only, the Distinctive Diamonds.
Yeah!
That he loved me enough just to set this sinner free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me.